course. It's pouring. Whatever. Ugh, just don't. What are you doing here? Don't follow me. Go back inside. You're supposed to be the center of attention, not chasing me out into the rain. Of course you did. Of course you noticed I slipped out during the speeches. You always notice. No, I'm fine. Really, I just needed, I don't know, some air. It was hot in there. Loud. It felt like everyone's eyes were on me, even when they weren't, so I just left. What? Quit looking at me. You don't buy it, do you? You never buy it when I say I'm fine. Yeah, well, maybe I don't want to be dissected tonight. Maybe I just want to stand here and let the rain ruin this dress and not have you analyze every twitch of my face. What? No, I wasn't crying. My eyes, it's rain. That's it. Why are you pressing this? Why do you care so much? You should be inside, with everyone, with your fiancé. People are probably looking for you right now. Of course, I've been distant. You're not imagining it. But can you blame me? Everything is changing. You're changing. The entire axis of your life is tilting, and I don't know where I fit anymore. All right? No, don't do that. Don't step closer to me. Don't touch my arm. Because if you do, I won't be able to keep it together. You want the truth? Fine. You really want the truth? I'll give you the ugly version. You don't need me anymore. There, that's it. That's the reason I've been weird. That's why I bailed on brunch, why I didn't pick up the phone, because every time you call me now, I hear an echo of what it used to be. When I was the one you leaned on. And now it's different. Now there's someone else who gets that version of you. No, it's not their fault. Don't twist it. They're great. They make you happy. I see that. And I'm glad I am. But it feels like I'm standing outside a window, looking in on something warm that I can't touch anymore. That's why I left during the speech, because your dad was up there telling that story about when you were 5, and then he said, some people are just side characters in our lives, but some people stay to the end. Everyone laughed and it was sweet, but all I heard was side character. And it was like the ceiling caved in. Like my chest cracked open. I thought I would throw up. So I just got up and left, I guess. You think I'm overreacting? Maybe I am. But it doesn't change the fact that it hurt. You don't get it. You've always been the one who charges forward. You never stop to look at the mess in the rearview mirror. But I've been back here, picking up scraps, trying to figure out what role I play in this new story you're writing. And the cruel answer is, I don't have one. No, I'm not jealous. That would be simpler. I mean, I'm jealous of the way you say we now. Of the way you plan holidays and vacations. And I'm not in those plans anymore. I used to be part of everything. Now I'm just the friend who gets an occasional text when you remember. No, I know you love me. As a friend. That's not the question. But... come on. Love shifts. And I can feel it shifting away from me. Why didn't I tell you sooner? What was I supposed to say? Hey! Congrats on the engagement. By the way, I'm unraveling every time you smile at someone else. Yeah, that would have gone over. Fantastic. Ugh, don't. Don't look at me with pity. I can't take pity from you. If you're gonna look at me, look angry, look annoyed, anything but kind. Do you want to know the real reason? The one that actually explains everything. It's because I'm in love with you. There, I said it. That's the part I've been choking on for months. Years, maybe. I don't even know when it started. I just know that it never stopped. I'm in love with you. I love you. I have for longer than I can stand to admit. It's stitched into me. It's in the way I remember your dumb inside jokes from middle school. The way I can tell when you're tired from one word in a text. It's in everything. And I've tried so hard to bury it. To be the good friend. The supportive friend. The one who beams in photos and laughs at the right spots. But tonight I couldn't. I'm sorry. I thought I could swallow it forever. I thought I could keep smiling, keep clapping, keep pretending. But when your dad said side character, I don't know. It broke something I'd been holding together with tape, I guess. Say something, please. Don't just stare at me in stunned silence. Nothing. Right? Don't force out words you don't mean just to spare me. I already see it in your face. You're stunned. Shocked. Probably horrified. And that's okay. That's fair. I mean, you're engaged. You're building a life. You've chosen someone. That's how it's supposed to be, right? I encourage this. God. I don't want to ruin that. Okay? I'm not going to. I won't. I just needed you to know why I've been pulling away. Why I couldn't stay in that room even one more second. It's not because I don't care. It's because I cared too much. And now, God. And now I've said too much. Let me leave, okay? Goodbye. Don't follow me this time. Please, just for once, just... Let me leave.